This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass guy? Because I want my America back.
Show us straight, Roland Martin.
From our Washington, D.C. studio, Roland Martin.
What up, folks? Great weekend here in D.C., Congressional Black Caucus. So glad to see Sybil with the Black Women's Roundtable.
Black Women's Political Agenda.
Yes. Yeah, great time. Tom had to help
everywhere.
Me sell a few tickets, make a little money.
Sit down has no place in your vocabulary.
No, you don't even hear it.
Sit down,
no.
Roland.
You heard it so much as a child. Now
it's
immune
to
it.
Nope, none whatsoever. All right, folks. It does. All right, you know, we ought to talk about where African Americans stand when it comes to this election, but also a critical voting block is going to be where our Latino brothers and sisters stand, Tom. And so we turn to the Latino Decisions Project and Justin Gross. Hey, Justin, good morning.
Good morning. Pleasure to be with you.
Hey, man, you guys have done some great, great polling on this, and it is showing that President Obama is blowing Mitt Romney away when it comes to Latinos.
That is true, and that is held up, and actually it seems to be solidifying with our results out today.
Now, tell us about the latest polling data. What does this show in terms of our Latino brothers and sisters in this election?
Well, we had been holding solid on favorability levels for Obama. They're starting to inch up. Went up from somewhat favorable and very favorable combined up to about 71%. Romney's
wow.
are staying pretty solidly low, very favorable at 13% and somewhat favorable at 13%. And also there's, as we noted last week in our polls that we released, there's a gender gap that's somewhat following polls more generally. There's a good 10 to 14% bump for among women. Among
Is immigration women. Driving this?
Well, I'll tell you what. One of the things that gets pointed out by Republicans and the right in this is that economy and jobs are number one. And when we ask most important issue facing the Latino community in the upcoming election, we find jobs and fixing the economy gets far and away the biggest numbers, followed by immigration. So you're looking at like 60% for jobs and economy to 37-40% for immigration Dream Act. But I actually think it's immigration somewhat of a threshold issue. So if there's a particular fence taken or if something strikes Latinos as well as probably a number of other people, that winds up causing problems.
That seemed to be one of the questions. I'm sorry, Roland.
Go ahead.
One of the questions during the Univision debate discussion the other day with the president in immigration reform. So you say that it is a threshold issue, but not necessarily the most pressing concern.
Well, so I think normally, so there are a couple things I'll say quickly. Normally since you've got unemployment over 10% among Latinos, that would take precedence in terms of what they're looking for. They're looking for solutions. Someone mentioned, I don't recall who it was, I think it was someone at the Center for American Progress at some point, made this great analogy that, if someone comes to your door, a salesperson has something that's really great that they want to sell you, and they start out by saying, knock, knock, hey, by the way, I just want to let you know that I really hate people like you. Oh, but have I got this great thing I'd like to sell you? You're not going to hear necessarily what they're going to sell, and so I think that's an issue. If people are hearing, for a while in, like, the Spanish-language papers, in the same way as you might in an English-language newspaper hear, Mitt Romney, formerly of Bain Capital or former Massachusetts governor, it would say Mitt Romney, who has said he would veto the Dream Act. That's like how they're knowing him. So I think that can really kind of nip it in the bud.
I hate you, but let's go out.
And what are you seeing about voter registration? Because that is obviously a big concern.
Yeah, it is a big concern. We're going to have to see. We have actually in the Pennsylvania court case that are sort of bouncing around the courts right now, our own Latino Decisions, Matt Barreto and Gabe Sanchez did expert statistical testimony in that, and actually found that based on their study of who has appropriate ID, that if the voter law was in place back in 2008, Obama would have lost the state. So it could be a big problem. We're hoping for the best in the states that are affected.
All right, sir. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.